side door open.
Well, okay.
Oh, no, the retaining wall will be below that.
Yeah, that's, you're gonna, that'll be part of it. That'll be a,
but it'll be right, it'll be parked right at the edge.
You'd be parking up to the next to the side of the stick built part of the garage. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, just once.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when we look at a variance, and there's a reason we have the variance, is just for the safety. When you think of, like, you know, if an ambulance had to come in or a fire truck had to come in, you know, and the beauty of this and what makes it easier to have variances in neighborhoods like this, for example, some of those other ones, is the fact that this is not a busy area, you know, and more than likely there's probably only really one way in and out, right? And so, well, the part would make us nervous is if we approve this 10-foot setback and then there ends up being a parking where people are parking 2 or 3 feet in the street or a foot in the street and the fire truck came in, that could cause a problem with somebody to be able to get through there with a fire truck or an ambulance. That's where our concern, just so you understand, that's where.
No, I understand. I understand.
I can understand the request of the variance for this because this is a really weird place where people built. I mean, I get it because the view is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's why there has been variances, because you didn't have a lot of options. Otherwise, that house would have been built way back and it wouldn't have been already built as close as it could be as it was. I get that part, but
with the other variances,
well, that
you were talking about,
there was two that's in the front, a 14 and a 17 foot setback, right, not a 10. The back ones are immaterial.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do like the idea that it's a side entrance versus a front entrance. That part gives me a little bit of relief, knowing that if somebody parked outside of the garage, it's in the yard, further in than what that Dodge truck was.
Yeah.
But again,
what if the possible, like, and I could totally respect where you're coming from, you know, as far as that area right there. Definitely, I know the Pattersons, you know, some kind of addendum or something we can do where that turns into a green space, landscape space. I mean, something where, you know, there's no way anyone can park there. I mean, they might want to, you know, holly that or bush, whatever they're going to do in front of that, you know. So that's, they would have no problem with that.
I mean, that's the only major concern I really see with this. Again, because
I don't know if that's ever going to be, someone's going to do that anyway, because we're going to have quite a long driveway as far as that goes, you know. And they're from Kansas City. This is their, you know, their lake home. So, you know, it's not like they live here. So
this isn't a vacation rental or anything?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. But the relief I do see is the fact that it is a side entrance. So if they had company over, extra cars, they're going to park in front of the garage, which is plenty far off the street.
They're not going to want to come around down that grade anyway. You know what I mean? Like I mean, you're exactly right. Anybody like that truck or somebody could pull up there and park, no question about it. But I don't really think that's going to be a factor. And we can definitely put something on file that they're going to, you know, green space that to make it so it's, you know, not applicable for parking.
Any more questions?
Sure, absolutely.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. So your ridge is going to extend out like this.
Mm-hmm.
What would be, say, the soffit level in relation to the road?
So I, as a builder, I consider the soffit has to be, that can't pass over that.
Right, and it won't, but right, as far as the grade, so if you're standing on the road, where would the soffit be in relation to the road?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Height-wise is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, height-wise.
Probably as far as road up, maybe 8 feet, probably 6 to 8 feet, something like that.
Above?
Right where you let that stone wall come up, you're standing there, maybe six, probably somewhere around six.
Yeah, it's going to be, because if you
so
look
if you're standing at the road, you're standing on the road, you're basically, you're, is this going to be a gable?
Looking at the roof.
We'll just continue that gable out.
Gable out. So you're going to be looking at
top of the roof.
Top of the roof. Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but pretty close.
Yeah, really close.
So visually, if you're coming around that road, you're actually seeing the structure because it's a gable end. So it's going to be something that no one's ever going to likely know it.
Right.
Something big is standing there. That's kind of what
it's a good question.
I'm trying to visualize as far as the life safety thing. The house is going to come up against the 10-foot. Close to it.
Yes. We'll see that. Yeah, actually, we'll keep back that 18 inches.
So visually, it's not like there's like a drop off.
Right.
You're going to have a house there. And so I just have to kind of visually wrap my head around what this whole thing's going to look like. And, especially if you're going to extend out the driveway, it is a side load garage. How long is the driveway?
It's going to be crossed right here, it looks like.
I mean, in relation to that, that garage is 25 foot wide.
Right, so
75 feet.
75 feet, something like that. Mm-hmm. They want to have kind of a grand driveway.
How are they going to turn around and get out of there?
They're just going to have to back up.
75 feet.
75 feet, we'll figure it out somewhere. Because it's how wide will it be?
We'll do the width. I'm
trying to remember. The width of the apron, which is below the garage door.
It's at least, I can't remember that exactly, like 16, 18 feet, something like that. So.
Is there anybody else here that's going to be speaking on this variance?
So make it park next to that road now, and we're not doing anything to prevent it. I don't know that that's a concern of mine. Right. And as I look at this further, I think there's only about 10 lots past this. So you've got, 20, 30 cars a day that are driving past it. It's not a significant number of vehicles. And I don't really know that we have a line of sight if it's set back 10 feet from the road. So I'm not sure that I have the same concern. And due to the grade, I think it does create an undue hardship for him. I think this is a good candidate for a variance. I wouldn't have a concern with that, and I'm not sure that I see a concern with line of sight or public safety.
Okay. Well, I would make a motion to approve it.
Turn your microphone a little closer to you, David. Sorry.
I would go ahead and make a motion to approve the variance request at 118 Bluff Cove, due to the hardship.
For a 10-foot setback?
For a 10-foot setback.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I would second that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
A decision or record will be generated, and you'll have a copy mailed to you, and we'll cab the original. You can make arrangements with Marla either to have it notarized off-site, or we can notarize it in the office, and then you'll need to record that.
Yeah.
So you have 120 days to record that, but you'll probably get the letter here first of next week or so.
Yeah, I'll be over
today. Get the division one.
Okay.
Very good.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
All right, our next one was 20-19V. That's been withdrawn, so we will move on to the next one tonight. This is our appeal hearing for 20-03A, the Branson Family Memories. Sorry, Scott, I got a little...
It's all right.
No, I just... Okay, applicants, Richard Wilson and Branson Family Memories, along with Representative Cole Currier, are seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit number 2019. The Division 3 Special Use Permit application sought Planning Commission approval to allow nightly rental use in the existing family home. On October 13, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission denied the Division 3 Special Use Permit request by Richard Wilson, seeking approval for the nightly rental use for the home located at 191 Greystone Drive, Hollister, that currently had a Division 3 Special Use Permit for nightly rental approves February 21, 2017, and was permit number 16-36. Planning Commission's motion to deny the application to remain as a nightly rental is due to Appendix E, Special Use Permit, Section 2, Procedures 2.3F of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, due to the following statement, and I quote, "I don't recall the original application. The buffer is not adequate to separate between the residential homes, and the noise level we've heard, and the one complaint that may be on file, that's reason enough to go forward and deny the application." So our... Branson Creek, these are the villas, and these are the homes. And we zoom in on the home. And just the homes without the villas being highlighted. These are the ones with the stars, or the ones that have been approved. We did have one that was denied a year and a half ago here. And then this is your standard Division 3 Special Use. It's about 5 pages long. You guys have seen this numerous times. But if the Board of Adjustment would approve this appeal, 2003A of the denial of Division 3 Permit number 2019, then these following requirements would apply, which are your standard special use nightly rental. Does anybody have any questions about those? You've gone through them numerous times. If not, I would turn it over to the applicant. All right.
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Cole Currier. I'm here to represent my clients Richard and Amy Wilson. The night of their application before P&Z, there were three properties in Branson Creek, two of which were in the same subdivision, or this one and one other, and then a third that was in the villas. And that evening, both of the other properties in Branson Creek were approved for special use permits, one which was in the villas I didn't believe previously had a special use permit. The other, on one street down from this one, was an existing vacation rental with a special use permit that was granted to the new applicant. And then ours, which is currently a vacation rental for whatever reason, which was noted in the decision for planning and zoning, was denied. And we believe that it was unfair and not equitable to deny this application, and our reasons for believing that decision was made in error are in your are in your application here for our packet tonight for the appeal.
Okay, just to clarify, this was pre-existing for nightly rental, isn't that correct?
Yes, sir, that's right. So in 2017, they obtained a special use permit. The home has a sprinkler system, for example. There's fire suppression that was installed at that time to comply with the special use permit requirements. There is no change in use, just a change in owner.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Are you going to be managing the property?
I don't do property management. There is a professional property manager who will be continuing management of the property. Adam Martin has a company called Nightly Vacations, I believe it is. He manages a number of homes and has previously been managing this home.
So the previous application had the same manager?
I don't know what manager was in place at the time of that original application. But the current permit holder does have Adam Martin as the property manager, And Richard and Amy Wilson at the present time plan to continue with his services as